I'm David Brancaccio. First, amid the nationwide calls for justice and reform after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, as you've seen and heard, there have also been outbreaks of violence and ransacking, although less so last night, according to the broad picture emerging this morning. In some places, the National Guard is on duty. It's also being noted that investors have been buying into firearms companies, with the stock price of, for instance, Storm & Ruger, up 14% this week alone. That stock is up nearly 72% since the virus lockdowns. And it's not just a stock market bet. Background checks are way up. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. Do we know how many guns are being sold now?
Well, what we know for certain is background checks at licensed gun dealers are up for a third month in a row, and they're up a lot, 75% in May alone on a year-over-year basis. April and March had similar spikes. But that doesn't necessarily mean, David, that we know how many guns are actually sold. Here's UCLA law professor Adam Winkler. He studies gun policy.
There's some gun sales that happen without a background check that are perfectly lawful. If you buy a gun from someone who's not a federally licensed dealer, you don't have to go through a background check. And it's not every single person who goes through a background check ultimately completes the sale. So we don't have perfect numbers, but the best we have is background check data.
Now, Noah, what's driving these sales? You think it's the COVID anxiety and the moment we are right now on the streets of America?
Well, a lot of anxiety, yes. There are also analysts who believe some people are thinking Democrats will do well in the November election, and that could bring more gun regulation. But UCLA's Adam Winkler doesn't quite buy that.
That surge in gun demand is really being driven by the COVID crisis and the recent looting. People, when they fear that the environment is one in which they're in danger, they want to have a gun.
And there could also be pent-up demand, David. Now people are out shopping again.